Today, we continue in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Kelim, and with lesson number 36, and we now begin the 10th Perek, the first and second Mishnayos of the 10th Perek. Perek Yud, Mishnah Aleph. This perek continues to discuss in detail the dinim of tzamid pasil, of a vessel which is in an ohel hametz, in the same room under the same roof as a corpse. And the halacha is, if the vessel is completely sealed off, closed up, covered over with a tzamid pasil, with a lid tightly affixed, then it protects, so to speak, its contents from becoming tomei tumas mes. The Mishnah now says, Elu kelim matzilim bitzomid posil. The following kelim are kelim to which the halacha of tzamid posil applies. They protect their contents if they are covered with a tight lid. Kli galolim, vessels which are made from animal excrement, kli avonim, stoneware, kli adama, earthenware, which are not considered kli cheres, because kli cheres means you take the earth, the clay, and bake it in an oven. However, kli adama is just earthen kalim, baked in nothing. You just made a mud, out of mud you made a vessel. That's kli adama. Kli cheres, which essentially is earthenware, but that's been baked and hardened in an oven. Uchli neser, vessels made from a certain type of mineral called neser, which is practically equivalent to klicheres. They're often mentioned in the same breath, klicheres uchli neser. We had neser before in this second parak in the first Mishnah. Atzmos hadog v'oro, the bones of a fish, or the skin of a fish. If a vessel is made from a creature from the sea, a fish, the tzamid pasil protects the contents of that vessel from becoming tomei tumas mes. Atzmos chayo shebayom v'oro, or the bones of a sea animal, like a seal skin, v'oro. Well, seal bone or the seal skin. Uchli eitz hatahorim, or wooden vessels, on the condition that the wooden vessels are themselves not mekabel tumah. See, all the above, kli glolim, kli avonim, kli adoma, etc., are not metamek tumah, not mekabel tumah, in some cases not at all, and in the cases of kli cheres and kli neser, not mekabel tumah migabom, from outside. But the creatures of the sea, as we will learn, and earth, stone, etc., are not mekabel tumah at all. Wood is mekabel tumah if the wood has a base kibbul. If you have a small wooden box, a wooden cup, a wooden dish with a base kibbul, a soup bowl, etc., would be mekabel tumah. But our Mishnah is discussing a kli eitz hatahorim, meaning either it's a flat piece of wood, which is used as a lid, let's say, for something, but it itself has no base kibbul. Or a better example is if you have a huge closet, which is not movable. It's the size of, it contains arboim saw, and a wooden vessel which is not easily moved is not mekabel tuma. It's not domel isak. It's not mitaltel mole verekon. In order for a wooden vessel to be mekabel tuma, it has to be transportable like sack, but not if it's a big closet of some sort. All of these situations, all of the any vessel made of these materials, matzilin bein mipihem, they are matzil, they protect, so to speak, their contents from becoming tome if they are in an ohel hametz. Whether the tzamid pasil is on the mouth, on the opening, the top opening of these vessels, bein mitzideihem, or whether there's a hole in the side of these vessels, but it's been sealed up with its amid pasil. Bein yosh v'dal shulehen, whether they're standing on their bottom down. Bein mutin al tzidehen, or whether they are leaning over so that their opening is on the side. If they are covered, sealed with a tzamid pasil, they're matzil min tumas hames. However, hayu kifuyin al piyen, suppose you have one of these vessels and it's turned upside down. So what's the tzamid pasil? The ground. Because all around, it's enclosed by the fact that you took this bowl or box and turned it upside down. On the bottom, it's covered, so to speak, underneath, because the ground is underneath. So if hayu kfuyim al piyem, the chachamim say, matzilin kol shetachteyem, everything under them, ad hatahom, all the way down to 6 feet below the ground, or 20 feet below the ground, all of that, anything in the vessel or below the ground which is covered by that vessel turned upside down is protected from tumah. It's tumas mes. It is tamid pasil. But Rabbi Eliezer mitame. Rabbi Eliezer says no. He believes that a vessel turned upside down is not matzil, even if it's plastered onto the floor, because the pasuk in Parshas Chukah says tamid pasil olav. If there's a tzamid pasil on the vessel, here, the tzamid pasil is not olav, it's not on the vessel, it's under the vessel. So argues Rabbi Eliezer, but as convincing as his argument is, the halacha is not like Rabbi Eliezer. The Mishnah continues. Al hakol matzilin, that all the above examples can protect any type of content, whatever is inside of them, whether it's food, ochlen u'mashken, whether it's begodim, clothing, whether it's other utensils made of cheres, whether it's other utensils made of metal, kli shetef, the difference between kli cheres and kli shetef, remember, a kli cheres is a ceramic vessel which has no tahara b'mikveh. If it becomes tomei, the only way it can become tahor is if you smash it to bits and rebuild it. However, metal vessels, glass vessels, wooden vessels, cloth vessels are all kli shetef, because if they become tomei, no problem. Dunk them in the mikveh, immerse them in the mikveh, and they become tahor. So all of the above, with one exception which we'll soon learn about, are matzil their contents. If you have a fish skin vessel or a wooden vessel which is so huge like a closet, or kli glolim, kli avonim, etc., they are matzil any type of vessel which is inside of them, or anything, food, clothing, whatever, chutz mekli cheres. Except for a kli cheres, if it has a tzamid posil, it is only matzil foodstuffs and other klei cheres, things which have no tahara b'mikveh. If your apple becomes tomei, you can't make it tor by dunking it into a mikveh. If your klei cheres becomes tomei, so anything which cannot be, which has no tahara b'mikveh, is protected in a kli cheres, which is tzamid pasil. But if inside the kli cheres you have begodim or kli mateches, metal kelim, etc., then we learned back in Perek Tes Mishneh Beis that midrabbonon, even Beis Hillel, eventually came around to Beis Shammai's way of thinking and said, no, a kli cheres is not matzil, even with a tzamid pasil on it, its contents, if those contents are klei shetef, or have tahara b'mikveh. That's Mishnah Aleph. Mishnah Beis. Bameh makifin. What can you use as an adhesive, as a sealing object, sealing material, S-E-A-L-I-N-G material? You can use anything which has a cementing quality to it, which can glue or stick together two hard objects. So besid, If it's made from a lime plaster, uvagifsis, another type of plaster, bezefes, pitch or tar, peshava, wax, tit, mud plaster, tsoya, excrement, chomer. Chomer is also a type of thick, earthy paste. Ubecharsis. Charsis is usually translated as ground ceramic vessels, which are ground into a powder, and then the powder is kneaded, K-N-E-A-D-E-D, in water. So that also is like a paste. Uvechol dovor hamismoreach. Everything which can be smeared, any kind of paste, glue, whatever, can serve as the sealant to hold in place a lid and make it its amid par seal, so that the contents of the vessel which is thus sealed are protected from tumas mes. But ein mekifin lo bebatz, you can't take metal, even the pliable metal like tin, v'lo bo ferris or lead, bipnei shehu pasil, they could be lids, but be'eno tamid, they can't be tightly affixed, they can't be pasted, they're not movable, soft enough to be applied as an adhesive. Ein makifin lo bedvelo shmeino v'lo bebotzek shenilosh b'mei peros. Here we have two things which are sticky objects. Dvelo shmeino means a sticky clump of figs which are clumped together. So that's sticky enough to hold a lid in place. Or dough which has been kneaded, K-N-E-A-D-E-D, with fruit juice. Point is, it never was exposed to any other liquid like water, etc., but only to fruit juices, orange juice, shemen, whatever. So then it's not mekabel tumah because it's not hukshel lekabel tumah. So if you have a dvelo shmeino botzek shenilosh b'mei peros, and you're careful that they were not possible of being mekabel tumah because they didn't have they weren't exposed to the right type of liquid to render them hukshuru, to render them prepared, so to speak, to be mekabel tumah. Nevertheless, lechatchila, one should not use the dvelo shmeino or the botzek shenilosh b'mei peros as an adhesive to hold a lid in place and make it into its amid pasil. Shelo yivienu lidei psul, because we're concerned, you have this keli which is now protected because holding its lid in place is this dough or this dvelo shmeino. As long as this dough or this dvelo shmeino are not hukshuru lekabel tumah, so fine. But it's quite possible that some water will fall upon the dvela, or water will fall upon this dough, and then they will become royal lekabel tumah. And something which is royal lekabel tumah is not matzil mipnei hatumah. So therefore, the chatchila, don't use those kinds of things for your sticky shmirachts. V'yim hikif, however, if you did use them and they were not exposed to water, then hitzil. As long as they're not exposed to water and they're not royal lekabel tumah, they can function, at least b'di'evad, as a sealant to hold in place a lid and make it tamid pasil, protecting the contents of the vessel from tumas mes. And so we have finished Mishnah Aleph and Mishnah Beis of the 10th Perek, and in the process concluded lesson number 36.